In this bulletin, planned changes to the Australian citizenship ceremonies got criticised. Another suspected drug overdose at a music festival. And the Australian Open tennis tournament begins in Melbourne today. With the latest news, I'm Joy Joshi, and this is SBS News. The main group representing local government and councils has labelled the government's insistence on holding citizenship ceremonies on Australia Day as odd. The federal government is revising the citizenship code, forcing every council to hold citizenship ceremonies on January the 26th. Under the new rules, councils must also hold a second citizenship ceremony on September 17th. A new dress code will also be enforced. Australian Local Government Association President David O'Loughlin believes linking citizenship ceremonies to Australia Day is strange.
If you want to reinforce Australia Day for being the best for Australia, why wouldn't you start by having all the awards for Australia Day announced on the day? Even the federal government's Australian of the Year award is announced on the night before. And all the state and territories, their governors arrange their awards to be in the weeks leading up to Australia Day.
But Country Liberal Party candidate for Lingari, Jacinta Price, supports the change.
We have to be grown up enough to get to that sort of point where we're looking at becoming one as a nation, not fracturing off and being fragmented. I think it's utterly wrong, and I stand behind our Prime Minister on his decision for this.
The new code will not be enforced until 2020. Relatives of a teenager who died of a suspected drug ingestion after attending a weekend music festival in Sydney are calling for pill testing to be urgently introduced. The 19-year-old was rushed from the FOMO festival to hospital but couldn't be saved. The girl's grandmother urging New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian to bring in pill testing. The Alcohol and Drug Foundation spokeswoman Melinda Lucas agrees pill testing needs to be seriously considered.
Further pill testing or another trial in Australia is warranted. Evidence overseas has shown that when people understand better what is in those substances, they make more informed decisions, and a lot of young people are more likely to discard them, evidence shows that, or change the way that they might intend to consume them, like take half instead of taking the full amount. Potentially, this can and does save lives.
Ms. Berejiklian says she remains reluctant to embrace the measure.
I worry that something like pill testing could actually have the opposite effect. So as many experts have said, in the absence of evidence, we need to keep sending out the strongest message that taking these illicit drugs kills lives, kills loved ones, and we ask young people not to do it.
US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has arrived in Saudi Arabia for a visit expected to highlight issues including Iran's nuclear regime, Yemen, Syria, and the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The two-day trip is also expected to include a meeting with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, which included stops in the United Arab Emirates and Egypt to garner support for the US troop withdrawal from Syria. The United States and Saudi Arabia back opposing sides in the conflicts in Yemen and Syria. The British government has made a fresh plea for MPs to support Theresa May's Brexit deal in tomorrow's vote in Parliament. A group of senior government members are reportedly planning to take control of the Brexit process if, as widely expected, Mrs. May's deal is voted down. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has vowed to table a vote of no confidence in the government if she loses, which could trigger a general election. Mr. Corbyn says he wants to ensure there is some kind of deal at the end of the process.
My own view is that I would rather get a negotiated deal now if we can to stop the danger of a no-deal exit from the EU on the 29th of March, which would be catastrophic for industry, catastrophic for trade, and the long-term effects of that would be huge.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says a failure to deliver Brexit would be catastrophic. To tennis, the Australian Open begins in Melbourne today. Australian teenager Alex de Minaur says he'll be fit and ready for his first-round match today against Portugal's Pedro Sousa. It'll be just 48 hours after his Sydney international victory. The 19-year-old says he's happy to be going into the Open on the back of his first professional title.
It's crazy that this actually happened. I thought it wouldn't happen. Third time lucky. And you guys don't know how much it means to do it in front of all you guys, in front of my home. And thank you guys for the support all week, all year round, and I mean, there's nothing better than Sydney, is there?
And now look at today's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny at 30. In Adelaide, sunny at 39. In Melbourne, mostly sunny at 35. Hobart, pretty much the same but at 25 degrees. Canberra, similar conditions at 35. Wollongong, partly cloudy at 27. Sydney and Newcastle, partly cloudy at 29 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny at 31. Cairns, showers at 31 degrees. Darwin, morning rain with a possible storm at 31 degrees. George Oshie, SBS News.